If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we're here every single Monday through Friday with the information to bring to you about how to live your faith and living your faith in the world. Well, today, obviously, if you're listening to this on the podcast, is Monday of the second week of Easter. It is also the Annunciation. It is also the day of the eclipse. It is all kinds of things. If you're listening on the radio broadcast, it's the week later. But either way, it's an interesting time that we're living in. And I'm talking about something today where in the second reading, we hear St. John from the first letter of John talk to us about how young men are conquerors of the world in the Christian community. Well, how can that be? And St. Paul talks about something similar, but we're going to listen to what I preached on the second Sunday of Easter here in 2024. It's also known as Divine Mercy Sunday, although I didn't focus on that theme as much as answering the question, how is it that we are called to be conquerors in the world of the world? And what does that really mean? So let us look without any further ado at what I preached on Sunday from St. Anthony Parish.
There's an interesting expression we can see in the second reading, and that says that those who are in Christ have conquered the world. Now, if we really think about it, we go back to the first century and we're looking at the readings of John, we see many of the people who were in Christ then were persecuted. None of them ever became the emperor. And so we can look at that and say, well, what does that all mean? Well, one of the things we want to look at is what is the definition of the world. And what it really means is all the realities that happen in the world, not necessarily the earth itself or basically the nations per se, but what it means is all the realities that go in the world. So, for example, if you look at the realities around us, we can see around us all the things that happen where people are trying whatever they need to do to get ahead, or they're trying to get involved in different things, or they're working hard so that they may have whatever political or social or whatever can take over their lives so that they may have what they're looking for. We see, for example, we're in the whole academic area, and we'll take, for example, Harvard. Now, Harvard obviously is a fine school, and I'm not going to insult Harvard or anything like that, but there are people that their whole focus is getting into Harvard. And so you'll see people will spend huge amounts of money from first grade to make sure they get into Harvard. And so the big fight, and you want to get and want to make sure your grades are right. You want to make sure everything's good. You want to make sure you're on the right teams. You want to make sure that you write the right essays and all this other stuff. Knowing that, by the way, the vast majority of people who apply at Harvard are not accepted. That's an example of the people focused on that one thing. Though, again, there's nothing wrong with being at Harvard. It's the reality of that becomes your focus. And this is one of the things that we see. And if we look in the political world, what's going on right now, and we see, really, if you listen to what all the political parties are saying, is they're not saying, this is what we will do for you. It's we will work to make sure they will not be in charge. And both parties are doing this. So you look in that and say that your whole message is, we're not them. And you're playing all these games and you're saying all these things, and you're doing all these things, and it's coming down that you're playing a kind of the ends justify the means, and doing whatever is necessary so that you are in power and they aren't, because your whole promise to us is we will make sure they are not in power. Whichever group we're looking at, you see it on both sides. And John is explaining to the people, you see all that, the way the world works? You have nothing to do with that. You are above that. You are outside of that. Because if you're in Christ, your whole focus is going to be something else. Your whole focus is going to be do what pleases Christ and seek to be, as St. Paul tells us, to be ambassadors of the kingdom, because your citizenship is in the kingdom. It is not on earth. John also says elsewhere that we are in the world but not of it. So, in other words, what they being conquerors of the world means is you have no place in all of that craziness. You're outside of it, and your focus is elsewhere. So you're not influenced by that. You don't have to worry about being influenced by that. But that also gives us something else we have to realize. We're called to have a different way of thinking and a different way of acting in such a way that our solution to problems may be completely different than what other people see. And so we can see, for example, that our solution, someone's solution to problems, we have to deal with this issue, and this is the way we do it, and that's the way it's supposed to be done, and all the other stuff. And someone who is seeking another form of the kingdom may look around and say, no, let's look at something completely different. I think I've told you the story of when I dealt with, when I was working with a DYS vendor. There was a student there who, if you said the word no to him, he would flip. And so what would happen is he would ask for something, or something was going on and they might have a trip, and he would say, can I go? And the answer would be no. And all of a sudden he would run around and start throwing things, and he'd push people, and he'd just have this huge temper. Well, as I watched this, I happened to notice that what was going on is not that he couldn't take the word no. And I brought that to the other and said, no, you just can't say the word no to him. I said, no, that's not what's going on. He had come from a very broken background. And so if you said no to him, he heard that to be, I hate you. So if you could say no to him as a way that meant no and not I hate you, he was fine. And when I brought that up to the staff, I says, it works. You just say, look, yeah, everything's fine. You know, we really care about you, but right now the answer is no. He'd go, okay, and walk away. And when I bring it up to the staff, they go, no, you just can't say the word no to him. They weren't even interested in understanding the solution. And that's the reality that St. John is talking about. All these people who just get lost, and this is the way you do it, you have to do it this way, you don't have any part of that. And you're called to have a separate vision, a separate understanding, because you're looking at each person as Christ is calling you to look at them and to act on that. And that means you're not part of that whole issues with the world. You're in somewhere else. You have a different vision. You have a different goal. You have a different way of living, and that makes you conquerors of the world. So that's what he's really talking about there. So when we look at that and we see all of that, we need to understand what that means and then put that into action as well. How is it that our way of living is going to change how we react with others, and where is it we're going to look around and say, nope, don't have to be part of that? One final line. Jerry Seinfeld opened a comedy club in, I think it was called Catch a Rising Star, in Harvard Square. And he made an interesting point, but we can kind of change it from a different perspective. He said, you know, I look around and I see all these students walking around with books in their hands and everything else, and go, up, I don't have to have any part of that. Same thing with us. It's not so much students. Harvard is a great institution, as are all the institutions around us, and the Lord calls us to participate in them when we are called to do so. I'm a great fan of UMass, by the way. But at the same time, We don't have to get involved in all the politics and the political moves because we're called to bring something different. And that different vision and that different understanding is something that can conquer the world.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, as you heard that expression, what we're talking about is that whole concept of understanding what the world is and understanding what world we live in. And I had to preach this actually in Portuguese, not only to the 8 o'clock a.m. Mass, but also to the students in our catechetical program. So it was kind of interesting for them because I can have a little bit more, usually I ad lib those youth-oriented homilies, so I was able to do that in such a way that I was bringing some examples and stuff like that. But one of the things, if you'll notice, part of that whole world, notice how our politics is going, because that's the best example I have of what St. John meant about the world. And if you notice, as I say, everything's focused on our whole reason for existence. The reason why you need to vote for us is so that the others will not be come into power. There aren't any promises there, except for we're going to make sure the others aren't going to come into power. And that's kind of, that's really something that people hopefully will start thinking, well, what does that mean? And at the same time, thinking that some of these, well, actually what we're hearing is a sense of the ends justify the means, which is everything we don't believe in as people of faith. So looking at that, how are we going to live our faith over the next year and then over the next 4 years? Good question to reflect on. We'll be back tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyallston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.